Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. As we begin to gain ascendancy into the presence of God, you would do well to register your presence before Him and make demands on Him. All of our needs put together cannot deplete His capacity. The Bible says that He upholds everything by the word of His power. Existence itself is a possibility because He lives. All creation was designed to draw from the superfluity of His bounty. Tonight, you want to register your presence with a word of prayer, making demands on the grace of God. Can you lift up your voice and register your presence? Register your presence. Register your presence. God is not bound by location. The things that limit men cannot limit God. And if you give Him half a chance tonight, He will show Himself a God of power. If you give Him half a chance tonight, He will show Himself the great monarch of Zion. Register your presence in the house of God. Maybe the last time you visited the house of God was 5 years ago. You can register yourself right now. You can say, Lord, I come to your house. I come because humankind is limited. I come because I acknowledge my infirmity. And I need the overflow of your grace to complete me. I register myself in your presence. I register myself in your presence. Mahayo tendo komba samalanteli keremosaita. I register myself in your presence as a candidate for a supernatural touch, as a candidate for a supernatural encounter. Let this be the beginning of days in my life. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Those of you on the field, I said in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You are also a part of what we are doing. Even though the pulpit seems to be facing this way, God is multidirectional. And He'll be meeting you right there on the field in the name of Jesus. Before you take your seat tonight, we will still want to register with heaven. Can you ask God for one definite thing before we begin the flight with the Holy Ghost tonight? Ask Him. He's our God. Those days, the Jews that were in desperate need of God came and besieged. They held on to the horns of the altar. It's a way of saying, I have no security outside of you. I have no possibility outside of you. And I have come that help might come to me.
Oh, we give you glory. Molesi glembransatoma. Mayo sandele broske falahambala tialandome. Thank you, Lord. We register in your presence. We register for the supernatural. We register for a miracle. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so we lift our voice to you today, O God, in anticipation that you will show unto us mercy. Grant, Father, that much more than we have been able to ask, do, that your name might be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you welcome someone as you take your seat? Welcome to the Mount of Transfiguration. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible with me, if you have one, to the book of John chapter 3. Welcome to the house of God. And just in case you don't have a seat and you need to stand all the way, by the time we have done, you know you never wasted your time. John chapter 3, if you have your Bible, and we'll take a reading from verse 1. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. May the Lord bless the reading of His words into our hearts in the name of Jesus. All I request from you is 25 minutes of rapt attention as we gain ascendancy in our navigation. You join me in 15 minutes time. Hallelujah. The book of John chapter 3 opens on a very thunderous note. A significant fellow, a member of the Sanhedrin, an icon in society, decided to pay Jesus a visit and strangely this icon did not show up in the morning time, did not show up in the daytime, showed up in the night. Hallelujah. Now if we take our compass and we put it upon John chapter 3 verse 1, you will notice something. You will notice the fact that it is possible to consider this personality that came to visit Jesus from various perspectives. Normally, the Bible doesn't give as much detail as the Bible gave concerning this man. Normally. Because the Bible says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That was too much for one man. Because it was possible for us to consider him as a man. It was possible for us to consider him as Nicodemus. It was possible for us to see him as a ruler of the Jews. It was possible for us to see him as a Jew. Why the posterior introduction about this fella? Meanwhile, of all the numerous theological possibilities of considering this man, when Jesus was addressing him, Jesus did not address him any other way. What he did was that he addressed him not as a senator, not as a member of the Sanhedrin, not as Nicodemus. Jesus addressed him as a man. Because you are first a man before you become a senator. First a man before you earn a name. You are first a man before you become a Jew. And so Jesus addressed that foundational reality in all of his complexities. And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You see, that was not a polite presentation by Jesus. Because the implication of what Jesus was saying was that you were not born properly. You were not born well. And that looked insultive. But Jesus was trying to strike at the very foundation of things. And there was another fact that Jesus introduced briefly, which was as touching the kingdom of God. The hub of all divine reality is entrapped in the kingdom. And what God is actually managing is his kingdom. And he has been a ruler from eternity past to the present time, and he will continue to be a ruler even into eternity future. And anything that doesn't have a place within the crucible of his kingdom is only temporary. And Jesus was saying, I know you are a senator, you are a member of the Sanhedrin, member of the Jewish ruling council, someone recognized in society. But you see, the place that you have gained your recognition is a wrong place because you were not born properly. You will need to get a visa into the kingdom, and that will come by a birth process. It is organic, it is living. And as long as you don't have this living experience, everything that you build on the foundation of this your mundane existence doesn't strike a chord in the realm of reality. Hallelujah. Jesus was trying to unveil a reality. He was trying to disclose something that was critical for every mortal doing the journey of pilgrimage through time. First of all, if you're a Bible student, you understand that we existed in eternity before we were formed in our mother's womb. That's the theology of Jeremiah. He said, before I formed in the womb, I knew thee.
Before thou camest forth, I sanctified and ordained thee as a prophet to the nations. Every personality that made it into this life existed as a seed of eternity in the studio of God. Your definition, your essence, your significance, your possibilities, your potentials, your enablement was factored within that scope of reference. You see, now I need to open your eyes to see a few things, and let's see the way God views this realm. He views it from the perspective of that which has orchestrated from the studio in eternity above. Now, when Jesus, for instance, encountered Saul on the way to Damascus, Jesus spake a parable to Saul. Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard to kick against the pricks." That was his parable. What exactly did Jesus mean when he told Saul, "It's hard to kick against the pricks. It's hard to kick against the barbed wire"? What did Jesus mean by that? Why would he speak in dark speeches on a day like that, when he decided to appear as light, but he spoke in a dark speech? What he was trying to tell the young mortal was that this movement that you see today, because what Saul did was that he went to Jerusalem to get letters of authority that would authorize him to become a law enforcement agent for the Judaist system, to bring everyone that had turned to the way of the Lord bound in chains, whether male or female. It means his mandate was not gender sensitive. The same treatment goes for male and for female. Alright? And this guy was, meanwhile, the Bible says Saul was breathing threatenings. So there were threats in his heart. But he needed some form of authorization in order for him to be able to translate his threat to reality. So he besieged the elders in Jerusalem, and they gave him authority. It was on the strength of that. What was about to happen was an action movie that was the expression of that which that young man had in heart, for which he murmured threats. He was given the platform to be able to translate it into reality. And he was going to Damascus for a show. And then as he was advancing with the whole might of the law and with the power of enforcement, he encounters the Colossus. You know, up until that time, the young man felt that what he was doing was the highest kind of assignment, and he had the highest battle. But he was coming to collide with a reality that will shift his paradigm. When the immortal accosted him on the pathway, he said, "Saul." There was no introduction. The immortal picked his name and asked him a question. "Why do you persecute me? It is hard." Right? Help me tell your neighbor, it is hard to kick against the barbed wire. And what the immortal was telling the young mortal was, we set this matter in motion from eternity. You cannot end it in time. Any attempt you make at trying to end it will only cause you bruises, because the powers behind it are beyond your imagining. Now, Jesus was about to make a similar kind of disclosure to this great ruler of the Jews that was vast in knowledge. Well, I don't have time to address the issue of why this great scholar came in the night, because that's not a good time to visit. We were not told what time of the night he came, so we'll not press into that much more. There were so many wonderful periods of the day for him to have visited, but he decided to choose night visit. When he came in the night, notice his statement. We know. You see, it was one man that came. But when he was addressing Jesus, he said, we. It means he was not speaking on behalf of himself. He was speaking on behalf of a clique, a club, a faction in the Sanhedrin. He did not come alone. He came with the voice of many people. And when he came to Jesus, he said, we know that you are a teacher. Come from God. Is that not a good statement? Actually, what that statement was like accreditation. We are the licensed teachers in the land. We have taken time to cross-check your message. We broke it into capsules. We analyzed it properly from the standpoint of theology and from the perspective of our heritage in God. And we know that you are a teacher come from God, because no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. We also are teachers. So just because you bring the truth of God from another angle doesn't baffle us. The thing about your ministry that gives it a cutting edge, that makes it approved from God, is that there are supernatural dimensions that accompany it. We did not quite get that in theological school. We know that you are a teacher come from God. It was like accrediting his school of teaching. I was expecting Jesus to say, hey, we have been waiting for this accreditation. It would have been better for you to have come during one of my crusades and say this publicly. We know! It will have more impact. I was expecting something like that. We knew you guys would come. We didn't expect you to come in the night anyway. It would have been better for you to have made this trip in the morning time and pronounced the accreditation coming from the Sanhedrin, giving me credibility as a teacher in the land. I was expecting something like that, and then Jesus said, except the dimension Jesus went to. It was difficult to understand where he was coming from and where he wanted to go. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot perceive the realities of the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, you were not born well. And because you were not born well, because subsequently you will see Jesus questioning his master's degree. Who gave him master's? Don't worry, calm down. We are going there. He said, because you were not born well, any title that is added to the foundation of your not being born well is also not well. So we cannot accept your accreditation. You don't have what it takes to accredit my work. Because there is a more fundamental problem in your life. Your birth is questionable. I know you came here to get a degree, and probably on the strength of the knowledge you have already acquired, you have been able to make some very intelligent statements, observations, and all of that. I just want to tell you quietly that your observations did not impress Jesus, because when Jesus sees you talking, he will trace you beyond your vocal expression. He will trace you to something more fundamental. He will trace you as a man, and he will find out how you were born. To Jesus, that was more important than what you had become in this mundane world. Jesus was trying to take this man to consider a reality that was the basis of fundamental recognition in the kingdom of God. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the man was confused. He never expected that kind of a statement. He was trying to find out the technology.
how this kind of birth can take place, seeing that he was old. And he was trying to make Jesus understand that his presentation was not cognitive. And how are we going to achieve this great feat that you speak about? Is it that I will enter again into my mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, just in case you have a way of going back into your mother's womb and you get born, you will still be flesh, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Even if he recycles himself and goes back and comes out again, your substance, your constitution will not change. You will still be flesh. You will notice that after that answer, Nicodemus stopped talking. You see, his knowledge expired. And when you come into the presence of the immortal, the right etiquette, the right courtesy to observe in his presence is a courtesy of surrender to his supremacy and his superior knowledge. You see, God can speak to you once, but the implication of one utterance that comes from the mouth of God can change every 5 years. The meaning of that utterance is different in every season of your life. And so, the Bible says the Lord has spoken once, but twice. It makes many more meanings as I change season, change phase, change level in life. That one word survives every step I take. And so when we come into the presence of God, the culture that we need to sustain in order for us to benefit maximally from his presence is a culture of waiting to hear the mind of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, before we progress, I would like us to underline the word see in that portion of scripture. See. What does Jesus mean by seeing the kingdom? You know, I told us before we started that we existed as seeds of eternity in the studio of God before we were formed in our mother's womb. In the crucible of our existence in that state in eternity, we were already apportioned a path to walk in our pilgrimage through time. There was an ordination of grace that God had designed that we walk under in order for us to be able to actualize the mission that God will dispatch us to accomplish through our walk in time. All of that was fully articulated before we were released as messengers to follow the due process of season and time to come into this world legitimately. All of that was written. And Jesus is saying that there is a kind of birth that you need to experience in order for you to be enlightened. Enlightened to perceive your own reality from the context of God's perspective, God's kingdom. Any other life that you end up living that is inconsistent with that which is captured in that realm is an error. And so when God views your life, he can only see you in one way and one way only. He can only see you from the perspective of his ordination in the studio of his arrangement. Today you are a student of Federal University of Technology, Minna. And in the eyes of men, it's critical for someone to pass through a place like this in order for him to become meaningful in life. I have no objection to that. But what you are going to receive from this school has no direct link, relationship with your ordination in the palaces of heaven. And you will need an organic experience in order for your spiritual senses to be enlightened sufficiently for you to be able to perceive the content of the script that forms your book. No other pathway can lead you into a reality that can be reality enough that will catch the attention of God other than that which is written in the heavenly archives concerning you. So the Bible says, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew you. You know, when the scripture says, I know, when God says, I know you. Hallelujah. Before you were formed, I knew you. The other day I visited a civil engineer on site. And I saw him with some drawings trying to interpret the structural drawings. He was showing me some things and I don't know anything about what he was doing there. And he actually said, he's seeing that there is a way these structures can be manipulated such that the cost can be reduced and it will still be strong enough to hold the building. He started doing some calculations, and at the end of the calculations, he actually arrived at the fact that yes, the structures could be modified. And all he was saying was like jackals, because I don't have any form of structural engineering knowledge. Hallelujah. So, in my own opinion, I can say that civil engineer understands the building he wants to create. He knows the dimensions. He knows what to manipulate that will not change the external outlook, not even the strength. He saw that there were some extra pillars that were not there for support. They were just there as decorative accessories. So we can remove this one so that we can save the cost. God said, before you were formed in the belly, I knew you. Just like the civil engineering, that guy knows the dimensions of that building and knows how to manipulate it so that he can maintain it. He said, I knew you. For the Bible says that God knows our frame. He knows what you can take. He knows what you can handle. In fact, it is because of this kind of intrinsic personal knowledge that God has about you that he will not allow you to be tempted more than you have the capacity to bear. Only God has those details about your unique specimen. And the Bible says, when Jesus was addressing Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, your capacity of perception in the realm of reality does not exist. Every other thing you attain to, you become outside of that perception, is a lie. Hallelujah. In my father's funeral, I took the brochure, the program. That was when I discovered he had some degrees I did not know about. Degrees. But I saw how he died. The powers that were taking his life gradually through a period of 5 years, those powers, the knowledge he had no authority in the face of those powers. And we were not matured enough as Christians. We prayed all the kind of prayers we used to pray. I knew there was a knowledge I did not have. I saw how his degrees could not save him. So I made a decision. It's my own personal decision. If you believe it's a wrong decision, pray for me. I said I will not read beyond first degree. Yes. No, don't follow. See. Yes. Hallelujah. He died young, full of degrees. The ones he got from Atlanta. The ones he got from here. When he writes like a computer. His writing is so. All of us copied our writing from his own.
Very thorough in his studies. But I saw him die like a chicken. So I said, all right, me, I will use my own life to seek what can defeat what killed this man. There are realities that you can never know just because you attended the four walls of a university. As wonderful as that is, Jesus came to challenge a doctor and told him that in the best of your adventures in knowledge acquisition, you have not by any means stumbled on the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You will need an organic miracle for you to have the capacity, the power, the authority to peep into the realities of that realm. And anything you become outside of peeping into those realities was a great effort in futility. Nicodemus stopped talking. Jesus went on. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. How I wish we had time to look at that verse of scripture, water and spirit. Water and spirit. Okay, let's try to if that is my time, then we don't have time. Except a man is born of water and of spirit, it's talking about the washing of regeneration. And the quickening of the spirit. It's a twofold reaction that leads to a miracle of salvation. For the gospel is threefold. There is a historical side, because the Bible says that Jesus died according to the scriptures. Historical side. There is an ontological side indicative of the fact that in believing you become, in your being, there's a being, you become a kind of being that you were not before you believed. Your believing changes your being. Then there's a kingdom side. You become part of an administration that provides resources and supplies capacity for you to become everything that God has ordained you to be. Except a man is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus takes the subject to a higher level, and he makes us to understand that at the end of the day, what will matter will not be whether you acquired the PhD. What will matter is what kingdom you ended up. And it happens to be that the kingdoms are not many. You either find yourself in the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of his dear son. The great scholar, the member of the Sanhedrin, the doctor of the law, he had no comment when Jesus entered into organic matters. Things that had to do with the kingdom of God. And Jesus was wondering why he was quiet. Because he was a great teacher in Israel. And the question was, what? What was he teaching? All these years, he got the title of a teacher. What exactly was he communicating that was not the kingdom of God? I don't have time to take us to the book of Psalms chapter 8 because of my clock that is running before me here. To show us the organogram of the universe. To show us where man stands, where angels stand. To show us that man was created as a kingdom agent. Man was created with God being his reference. He was the only creature that was created after the kind of another. Every other creature in the visible creation was created after his kind. But for man, whether he arrives at compliance or not is dependent on the degree to which he expresses and manifests God. So God is man's reference. And the reason why God gave us this great privilege is because of our kingdom function. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
It's because of what? Kingdom function. You cannot define this creature called man outside of the kingdom of God. The last time I checked, the Bible says that God is spirit. Is that true? And that's John chapter 4. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The last time I checked, angels are spirits. For he maketh his angels spirits and his messengers flames of fire. But what is man? Is he spirit? What's he? Huh? He's spirit. He's spirit. There's no scripture in the entire Bible that says man is spirit. No, not one. And I've read it through and through more than 24 times. Man is not spirit. Man has a spirit. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. He didn't say man is a spirit. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. You know what? Follow me. Drop down your book. Come. According to the scriptures, this young man has a spirit. According to the scripture, this young man has a soul and a body. Man is a tripartite being. And the reason why he's tripartite is because of the three realms, the three layers of heaven. From his spirit, he can access the third heavens. From his soul, the second. From his body, this physical creation. And it's only man that is like this. God is not like this. You are not with me. Now, I'm just trying to make us understand why Jesus said was always relating man's spiritual birth to kingdom, because he's a kingdom agent. Outside of the kingdom, he doesn't make sense. The Bible says that God intends to sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, and body. I can take you to the book of Romans and show you many times when Paul said, I, sometimes he was referring to his soul. I, sometimes he was referring to his spirit. I, sometimes he was referring to his body. For instance, he said, I beat my body. Is that true? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I put it under subjection. Is that true? I. What I? What's that I? Was talking to his I. Who is the I? Oh my, that's his will talking. It's an act of his will. That's a decision that is taken in the crucible of the will. So in that case, the soul is the personality that is speaking. Oh my, you are not with me. We can't press that further. I'm just trying to show you that man is not a spirit. You see this body this young man has, it's a body of earth. That's what gives him license
and legitimacy to operate in this realm. Angels don't have this. It's illegal for angels to operate here without men like this creating platform for them to operate. It's illegal. It's illegal for Satan, who is a spirit, to operate here without the agency of a man. It is illegal for God, who is a spirit, to operate here without the agency of the man. For the Bible says that the heavens, even the heavens, belong to God, but the earth has He given unto the sons of men. Are you still here? Oh, you are not here today. Just in case people have been dying in your family, it is, don't trace the spirit realm for it. There's a man there that has provided priesthood. Now, wait. You see this, my brother? He has a spirit. Is that true? According to the scriptures, he has a spirit. And it is his spirit that gives him legitimacy to be able to participate in spirit activities. I can show you scriptures where human beings were summoned to the courts of heaven. They were not dead though. They were still human. But it was their spirit that were summoned to those courts. Sometimes in the courts of heaven, God will even allow one of those humans to speak. Talk. In the court. Because his spirit has a license to operate in spirit habitat. Alright? And when his spirit goes to heaven, attends a meeting, comes back with his body, he still has license to operate here. Only man has this ability in the entire creation of God. Even God himself only had flesh in the days when Jesus walked this world. I'm just trying to show you how important this creature is. That's why demons will not leave this creature alone. Because if they have presence in this world, if pathways and portals are created for the dark realm to operate here, it's because a man was taught the wisdom of the second heavens. Oh my! The justice system of the kingdom of darkness, he is intelligent in it. He knows the things to fracture, that rain will fall now. He knows the things to touch, that demons will be released and 25 people will die before 9 a.m. Those demons will not have the power to do what they did, the legitimacy to do what they did, if this guy doesn't give them the pathway. And that is why the most important function of man is what we call priesthood. Priesthood is when man provides the platform for spirits to invade this natural realm. When you see a place where there is satanic bondage, people are tied under the power of the devil. Because there's a wise man in darkness that rose, and he transacted with the souls and the destinies of men. Life is deeper than coming to university to obtain a degree. My dad's degrees were mockeries in the days when darkness began to speak into his health. So you need to correct that theology. That's what we learned in theological school, that man is a spirit. When I studied my Bible 17 times to prove that man was not. Man is spirit, soul, and body. That's what makes him the most strategic spiritual personality upon the face of the earth. He can tap into the infrastructure of the immaterial world. He can also superimpose the wisdom he has contacted there and use that one to change this physical world. That's a very loaded personality. And so Jesus was telling Nicodemus that the best of your operation upon the face of the earth will be tied to your allegiance, your function in the kingdom. Are we good with that? Now we can proceed. You see.
So every man here, what God ordained is that you should be able to access the realm of your reality. But you see, the realm of your reality, you must be born into it. That's what Jesus is saying. The entry point. Because the realm of the divine supernatural is held under the custody of a guardian called the Holy Spirit. And except this guardian opens the portal of that realm to you, you can't access it. The spirit realm is not distant from us, as in distance, length and breadth. It's just hidden in a dimension. The realm is here, but it is locked up in a dimension. And the only guardian that can give you access to that dimension is called the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says, we have received a spirit which is not of this world, but a spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. That means outside of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there's no possibility of knowing those matters. I thought that after those witches killed my dad, that would be the end of the battle. They'll be satisfied. They'll go back. Thank you, my brother. But when they went back, a few years later, there were agitations again in the spirit. There were agitations. Blood! And the demons were dispatched again. We were forced to know God. We were forced. Situations and circumstances push us in search of God. The only God that can save me in the situation I was in was a God of power. I don't know why you come to church. Maybe you come to church, you just enjoy Sunday school. That's not why I'm there. Yeah? You enjoy Sunday school and you enjoy religion. Christian religion. If that's enough for you, to God be the glory. But I was looking for reality. You could hear a lot in Bible study in religion, Sunday school. But at the point I began to seek for what Jesus can say himself. I was looking for a God of power. Because my grandfather had power in the kingdom of darkness. He was powerful. The names, if your dad gives you a name, my grandfather won't call you by that name. He will give you a name according to divination. Yes. A name. The one he gave me was, the meaning is white man. This one will believe the things of the white man. He was a strong man. If you are going to exist in that habitat, you need something more than mourning the devotion. Morning devotion. You take two readings. After reading it, then there's a commentary. And then there's a brief prayer. To satisfy your conscience that at least I kept my devotion today. We did that for many years and many of us died. We never missed it. My father won't allow us to miss those things. We'll read the commentary. And then he will rise up as a priest and pray. He was in that prayer when he died. Jesus began to speak about the kingdom. You might have been in religion, a powerless state of existence, but you use Jesus to punctuate your statements. I know that kind of religion is dead. Jesus was trying to move the man from a mundane state of existence into reality.
things that teachers cannot teach. Things that you cannot learn. Things that can only be given to you by His Spirit. So that when it is given to you, it becomes yours. You become a partaker of a great heritage of true dynasty in the Spirit. He said you need to be born into this. You must qualify as an heir before you can enter into the heritage. Hallelujah. Those words were shocking to the scholar. They were shocking. What is this man saying? But the more Jesus spoke, the more power his words carried. And the more empty this great scholar felt. This was the scripture and the time in the Bible when Jesus had the opportunity to define what it meant to be born again. Hallelujah. Oh my God. You see, the crowd is distracted. We had from morning till night to bring the seats. The seats are coming in the night. Hallelujah. Jesus was trying to acquaint this man with the realities of a layer in the Spirit, a realm in the Spirit. And he says, you need to be born into this reality. It will start by birth, because you are going to be entitled to inheritance. Things that you will receive in the bounty of the commonwealth of believers. And except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Like I said, Jesus went so close as to defining what it meant to be born again in this scripture. But he eventually decided not to define it, but to illustrate it. And I'd like to read it to us before we begin to round up. Now, can you give some life? What is wrong? No light. I want us to sing a song very soon. And then when we sing that song, the Lord will descend here this night. Can we read together? John 3. Last reading. Before I begin to shut down, because time is fast spent. Yes, give me volume on your keyboard. Give me volume. Give me volume. All right. John chapter 3, verse 8. This is Jesus. Jesus trying to bring perspective to Nicodemus. And as he was going deeper in his exposition, Nicodemus began to see how fallen he was. How far away from the realities of the kingdom he was. How lost he was. How far removed from the essence of life he was. Jesus, still trying to bring perspective to Nicodemus, gave an illustration for what it means to be born again. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He didn't say so is every pastor. He says so is everyone. It's like the wind. The propeller that drives him is the Spirit of God. That's the propeller. His life is lived depending on the agency of help that God provides. Because the Bible says the Spirit of God was designed to help our infirmities. We were created insufficient, were created with lack. And the design was that God, through His Spirit, will provide help for our infirmities in the flesh, so that we may have capacity in the Holy Ghost to mount up with wings into the heavens. We may have capacity to do the supernatural things naturally. Have capacity to do natural things supernaturally. Jesus was introducing a new paradigm, a shift to life. Life lived by the driving force called the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus was baptized in the rivers of Jordan, the Bible says that the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness. Huh? That was the driving force of his life. Now, I know a lot of us came here with vehicles. Toyota 4Runner, Toyota Matrix. But according to scriptures, God does not care what you drive, but He cares what drives you. Because the Holy Spirit was driven by, Jesus was what? Driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So the Holy Spirit was designed to be the driving force for humankind. Please help me tell your neighbor, I don't care what you drive, but I care about what drives you. When last were you driven by the Holy Ghost? When last did the volcano in your spirit erupt and bowels of prayer broke out? You could not control it. It was beyond your control. You had to look for a place to shout. When last did a shout lock in your soul for so long that until you gave it ventilation, you did not find the balance in your ecosystem? Jesus was introducing Nicodemus to the higher life. A life that is driven by a spirit of power. This kind of life cannot be swallowed by the occultic people. I found out in my search. I found the power of the kingdom. I found that nothing could sweep that life away. So I gave myself to the Holy Ghost. I decided to develop a relationship with Him. So in the morning I wake up, I say, Holy Spirit, I want to obey you today. I want to serve you. I want to walk with you. And then when I get to town, I fight with the conductor, slap somebody on the roof, do all kinds of terrible things. Then come back in the night, I say, hey, Holy Ghost, I say I wanted to walk, see what happened. I'm sorry. Tomorrow I will wake up again, I say, I want to walk with you today. You know what? After 6 months, anything I tell him in the morning happens in the afternoon. At first, he started with what? Slapping people. Okada man. Then you remember in the night that you prayed that you wanted to walk with Holy Ghost. 6 months later. If I say it, I see it. Yes. You know what? It is 27 years of work. I'm not saying I gave my life to Christ 27 years ago. I said that practice, I have maintained it for 27 years. Yes. Now I see Him. Yes. I have the eyes to see Him. Sometimes He will come and just wave. Oh, you don't know what life is. All you see is your handout. That's good. I come Aliyah Tema. I've seen him. He came not too long ago. He said, these angels, these ones walk with you. There were four. They walk with you before. But you recently passed another test. We changed them. Take this one. You know what? When the necromancers of my village came to fight, it was too late. They met The kingdom I speak about does not beg. The Bible says, through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies submit themselves to thee. This was the invitation that Jesus was extending to Nicodemus. Come into power. Come into glory. Come. Come. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We bless your name. Oh my. You see those angels, one has come. Now, we bless your name. Kuba hezele kuria basamantale. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Sing, we bless your name. We bless your name. And we bless your name. Ulelelele. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. Sing, we bless your name. We bless your name. Oh, we bless your name. We We bless your name.
We bless your name.
See, I was praying. I was in my sitting room praying, Lord, show me what lies ahead so that I can prepare. I was just praying as I used to do. And then Jesus now walks into my sitting room. He was there for 3 hours. And I knew that no PhD was as blessed as that encounter. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name. Many times he will come to our bedroom, me and my wife. So I will tell her that he has come. She started weeping. Why is it that I can't see it? Maybe because you have not had the kind of problem I had. So you were not moved to. He comes to an environment. Eh? People don't know. I came to proclaim tonight that there is a life, a higher life. And there is an invitation that God is extending to every one of us to come into the reality of this higher life. And tonight is your night. Just a word of prayer on your lips. Lord, I want to see your reality.
Suck me into your realm. Let me embrace. Let me touch your reality. Uresatombre mahalabai. Lon salimbre scova samantale curia bisamedi. Suria labrante sukabata mandale. We need to transit beyond the mundane realm into the realm of reality. The time has come for the veil to be rent, so that we will see the things that God is inviting us into to become partakers. The time has come for that which has been concealed to be made manifest. This is that hour. This is that generation. God is ready. God is ready. Moria sile brantes comba hambalazi. Goria sabresco va mantele cosima. I come balance hotel a brasketa mantele. Oh God, we call upon your name. Selling lombre saita kunda. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, those of you on the field, if you can hear me, say amen. In the next few minutes, we'll beckon on the Lord to descend into this camp. Now listen. Listen. The reason why Jesus extended the invitation is because this mundane natural life is a frustrated state of existence. You know, has it ever happened to you before? Spiritually, you felt dry. Has it happened to you? You know why you felt like that? You were short of the Spirit. When you begin to hunger for the Spirit, then you get sucked into the Spirit. And then that dryness and the symptoms. But not many people desire to be filled. Some are comfortable living in that dryness. God will do everything He will do to extend invitations to you. Sometimes He will take His presence away and see whether you will seek. He's just trying to extend an invitation. Nicodemus thought he was the one visiting Jesus. At the end of the day, Jesus visited him. You can change realm without changing location. And tonight Jesus extends an invitation. He In Jesus' name.
Now, I want you to close your eyes. Let it be as it was for Adam when he walked in the midst of the garden in the cool of the day. In search of God. If you are here tonight, you have not made a commitment for Jesus. Yes, you do church, you attend church, attend Sunday school, but in your heart, the nakedness of your soul is a reality you live with every day. And tonight you have an intention to end the rat race. You want to start a walk with Jesus Christ. Anywhere you are, and that is the case, and you want to begin with Jesus Christ with a covenant tonight. Anywhere you are, put your right hand on your chest. You want to end mundane existence by coming into covenant with Jesus. Your right hand on your chest. And for those of you that have your right hand on your chest, lift your left hand up so that I can see you. Do not allow the devil win the argument of your soul. Today is a day of destiny. And it's your time with God, ordained for you by God. Those of you with your hands up, either on the covered stand or on the playing field, leave your seat and come to me. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Come here. Come down. It's time to respond to Jesus. Anywhere you are sitting in the darkness, come here. It's your time. Come here from the field. Do not allow the devil win the argument of your soul. I know he's whispering. He's talking to people. He's trying to keep people in bondage. Receive masculinity to rebel against the devil. Keep coming. I'm waiting. You are crossing that line tonight. You are crossing that line tonight. For those of you in the front, begin to talk to Jesus right now. The preacher cannot save you, but Jesus will save you. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting. Those of you on the field, there are still some people on the field that need to respond to this call. And I am waiting. I'm waiting. I am waiting. I am waiting. Do not allow Satan win the argument of your life. Haile momo sele monde Eliza namaho. Haile le namasole mande Ombresa namabonde. Miran Tyler no Messiah, he commanded Lord. So many headaches at the Lord. I am waiting. I am waiting. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Ah.
You don't need to look at the preacher. Call Jesus. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to write your name in the book of life. Ask him to give you the strength to live for him all the days of your life. Confess. Confess every time you rebelled against him. He was constraining you, but you broke the chains of constraint in order for you to do the will of the devil. Confess it to him. I cause him and he cabranta baboria samandale. L'ombre scapendo si cabranda baboria. Amaya cosa batuale tamene cade. L'ombre sofa fatale. We give a glow. In Jesus' name. There are two people that are still hiding away. Now those two people, I give you to the count of seven to join up here. One. Two. Three. You can join up. Four. Five. Six. Seven. In Jesus' name. If you're out here, say, Lord Jesus. Oh my, I can't hear you. I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I've been running my life by myself. I accept that I've declared independence against you. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Every covenant that I entered into knowingly or unknowingly, I renounce. Let his power be broken from off my soul. Today, I receive power to live for you, to serve your will all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Where is the counselor? Now look at me, all of you. You go this way, get your details to the counselor, and then come back for the miracle service. God has a miracle for you. So just walk this way, walk this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. Celebrate them as I go. Walk this way, walk this way. Keep clapping, keep clapping. They are generals, they rebel against the devil. A new day dawns in their life. Glory to God.
Now we have four prayer points to pray.
Oh man. I am Bosamante Ekamina.
The first prayer point is this. We want to ask God to reveal His reality to every one of us. A time came in the life of Moses when he said to God, "Show me your glory." Moses was trying to go beyond the mundane existence. He wanted to understand the things that form the structures and the pillars in the realm of God. So he prayed, show me your glory. Can we pray that prayer? I said, Lord, show me your glory. That invitation that you were presenting to Nicodemus about the possibility of perceiving the things that pertain to the kingdom of God. Or the Lord might open up His vista. The Lord might cause His voice to be heard. So that it might be said concerning you, this is where it all began. I don't want to remain on the touchline, on the sidewalk. I want to dive into the reality of God. Let my appetite for spiritual things enlarge, that I might become wise by the Holy Ghost. Overanis Kembres Kovalato Mahaland. Lebronge Saman Salabarata. Imbratansken Tombeleke Lahigamanta. Rasosana Tamabonche de Capre. Rascovina Lamba Saila. Itamboseke Manteli Kombres Samokunde. Come upon Him. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. This is your night. God has ordained this night for you. For you. For you. It's your day of encounter with reality. Flames of God, the aura of God, the reality of God will clothe you. Sombra si kamantali bokombre semenetela. It's your night of appointment with God. It's your night of change. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Aye kombele simana kalabo. Rebo Samada, Ukamana Selimonde, Listen to me. See,
Are you ushers or protocols? You will make more, you'll be more useful to me if you are inside this crowd. Huh? Instead of standing here. Do we have people that are taking care of this side? Let them go into the crowd and help me. I say, let them go into the. Do you understand instruction? Let all these ones. Including you and you. Listen. You, go into the crowd. Listen. Hallelujah. You can stop praying. God said that this year He wants to begin to raise the lioness. Female intercessors, prophets, that He will give wisdom about spiritual things. And we use these functionaries to uproot a lot of things that the devil has planted in various cities. If you are a female, take your right hand, put it on your stomach. A fire will be kindled. A fire will be kindled here. And God will raise the lioness. Ladies, with capacity of perception in the spirit, with a dose of the spirit of supplication, spirit of intercession, the hand of God will be mighty upon these ones. The grace of God will be mighty upon these ones. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side, to the choir, to the open field, the walkway, the dark corners, the entire campus, under the sound of my voice, those ladies that you want to put the mark of the lioness upon them, I ask that you respond by fire. Respond by fire. Respond by fire. Locate them by fire. Activate them by fire. Anoint them by fire. 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 Anoint them by fire. Identify them by fire. Locate them by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Of you here, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Those of you on the field, can you see me? If you can see me, please identify by raise of your right hand. Listen, sort as I have
I want to give you.
The same grace that operates in my life, God will choose some of you and put that grace on your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, those ones that you have chosen among this crowd right here, begin to locate them. 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 Holy Ghost, move.
Hallelujah.
I want to give you what I have. Choir. Such as I have,
I give you.
Father, transmit what is on my hand upon anyone whose heart is open.
Locate that one. 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 Locate that one.
Holy Ghost. 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 Put the same spirit, a spirit, grace of intercession, of supplication in the spirit. Let your hand begin to walk. Begin to walk. Begin to walk. Those of you here, Father, identify them by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire, 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 identify them by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Father, identify them by fire. 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 At the top there. At the top there. At the top there. At the top there. Identify them. Identify them. Identify them. On the walkway. Identify them. Identify them. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Oh my God. 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 Just your right hand. Just your right hand. There are like five people. Father, help me find those five people. Those five people from here. Those five people. Those five people. Help me find them. 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 Those, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. How many are there? There are supposed to be five. A grace from heaven, a grace, an anointing from heaven will come upon those people from today henceforth. Miracles are taking place in the realm. Oh my God. Healing angels. Jesus. Anywhere you are, ask God for one thing. Just one thing. One thing tonight. Hey! In Jesus' name.
Now it's time for healing.
Hallelujah.
Your life will never remain the same again. Amen. All right. Where's the technical man? Give me Luke chapter 24. The man on the computer. Okay. Luke 24 verse 39. Luke 24
39.
This is Jesus speaking. Jesus was trying to illustrate the fact that we are not spirits. He said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. This is Jesus. He said, a spirit does not have flesh and bones. The last time I checked, you still have bones. This is. There are several things that your mortal flesh cannot carry. Your spirit can carry it. Several things you cannot know with your cognitive mind, your spirit can know it. The Bible says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were made framed by the word of God. So that the things that are now, we can now see, were not made of things that do appear. The visible world came out of the invisible world. Listen. So when God wants to utter a visible thing, he utters it from the invisible. That's what we call a miracle. If only your eyes were open to see the angels here. Okay, yes, God has accepted. Before we leave, he said we open some people's eyes. They will start seeing. Before we leave tonight. He says, spirit has not flesh and bones. You are a unique creature, a kingdom creature. You have legitimacy to operate in the natural and the supernatural. You are the only being that has this privilege in the entire creation of God. If you are sick on your body, sick in your blood, sick in your lungs, sick on your legs, your ear is faulty, your eyes are faulty, any part of your body that is faulty, go. You see, demons are living by themselves. Demons are gone. No need to pray and say, so sickness is too, we leave. Curses, spells that people have carried for many years, they will leave tonight by the power of God. And if the person sick is not here, just dial the person's phone, call the person and say, oh yeah, listen to the prayer now. They will get healed where they are. Crippled people will walk there. Blind people will see there. Deaf people will hear there. People that are bedridden will stand up. Alright, put your hand where you need the miracle. Put your hand where you need the miracle now. If you are deaf, put this index finger in the ear of the deaf person. If it's total deafness, just put your... Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, cannot hear your amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, hey, I can see in the spirit a woman is distressed. A woman came here distressed. I don't know what is troubling this woman. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you attend to the need, the concern of that woman right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over blinding spirits. Blinding spirits.
be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every spirit of deafness, and I command your yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Ulcer, go. Asthma, go. Eye defects, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, astigmatism, be broken right now in the name of Jesus.
I see a lady that cannot sleep. Now I command that heavy weight you have been carrying, be lifted, 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 be lifted in the name of Jesus. Amaliate.
Hey, demons, I take authority over demons of torment, twisting demons, crippling demons, binding demons. I take authority over you. I arrest you and I command your yoke broken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, oh Malate, the principality of this area has been displaced. I command you to fall
in the name of Jesus.
Now release your captives. 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 In the name of Jesus. I see a chest condition that has gone. A chest condition. A chest condition. That yoke on your chest is lifted. I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God. Oh God. Demons are going. Demons are going. Demons are going. Demons are going. I break your yoke. I break your yoke. I break your yoke. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, those that are reaching out from the phone across the nations of the world, afflicted and grievously tormented by the devil, I address you, foul spirit of Satan, and I command you, come out of them. 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 Check your body now. Check your body now. Oh my God, so many things have happened here. Chains breaking. Kubala haita. If you know you are healed, just lift, raise your right hand so that I can see you. If you check your body, maybe you can hear. Okay, I see somebody there. Now you can come, come. That person there, come. That person there, come. That person there, come, come. If you are healed, if you are healed, let me just see, okay? Now ask the people on the phone. Ask the people on the phone. And get the feedback right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Emasako Bokoria. Iga Maratani. Orababasia. Yes, can we get a microphone? All right. So many people healed in this place. So many. You notice that the pain has gone. You tried yourself. You can come. If you are sure. We are sure of what has happened. The rest of you can sit down. All right. Can you start? Give the mic to that sister. What happened to you, sister?
I'm having ulcer.
You have been having ulcer. You feel the pain.
Yes.
Okay.
And chest pain.
And chest pain. What happened when we pray?
I feel relief.
You feel relief. What of the chest pain?
It was relieved.
The chest pain relieved. Come.
Father, let her be free. Let her be totally free. Hey, God is healing somebody. I command that demon, go! Yes.
Hallelujah. This morning I could barely talk, but I think you can hear my voice now.
He said, "You could barely talk this morning. What happened to you?" Block everything. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that his voice be restored and let the cold break from off him in the name of Jesus. Alright, go on, quickly.
Praise the Lord. I used to feel pain in my stomach. Oh, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
An headache.
Okay.
Immediately you pray.
That's it?
There is this. My stomach turned, I feel really.
Your stomach turned? Felt? Alright. It is permanent by the blood of Jesus. Yes? There's one case I'm looking for.
Huh? I've been having chronic ulcer for the past 1 year now.
Chronic ulcer for the past 1 year. What happened when we prayed?
I feel relieved.
Did you feel anything?
I feel relieved.
Okay, you felt relieved. Okay. Lord, it is permanent by the blood of Jesus. Yes?
Internal pain due to accident, but it's gone.
Come. When did you have the accident? Huh? 3 weeks ago. Yes, hear this woman. Jesus,
thank you. My sister has partial stroke for 6 years.
Okay.
I called her from Abuja. She said she can walk by herself.
All the way from Abuja. Cripple. Heal. Do a phone call. Give glory to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus.
We give him praise.
It is permanent.
Thank
it is permanent.
Thank
we send
you.
That missile back to the sender. 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 Somebody celebrate Jesus.
This week I had my ear was this right ear was deaf.
Okay, this young boy, you know, can you see him? He said his right ear was deaf. Alright?
After the prayer it was healed.
After the prayer the ear opened. Come. The ear opened. You know, a small boy like this can't start lying. The ear opened after the prayer. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. The ear open. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. I believe that someday you will pray for people to their ears. Yes?
I used to feel heaviness instead of heaviness in my eye and headache.
Well, heaviness in your eyes.
Eyes.
Okay.
Headache. But after the prayer, it just left immediately.
The heaviness in the eyes left, the headache left. Come. It's permanent. In Jesus' name.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some years ago, I was diagnosed with pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
And today I can feel everything just normal.
The yoke broken. Come. Lord, I give you praise. It's permanent. Yes, it's permanent. You are free forever.
For the past 1 month, I've been feeling a pain in my left knee. Okay. I can't stand for a long time, but now I've been standing since, and I can't feel the pain again.
The pain gone. Come. Lord. Oh, it's permanent. Now, that person is shouting there. Bring the person for me. Bring the person. Bring the person. Carry the person. Carry the person. I pala huramasi. Rano Santo. Give me your handkerchief. Where are you? Where is that sister yesterday? Okay. I already consecrated some sisters. Use this. Put it there. And leave it. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I've been having this chronic ulcer for like 1 year plus.
Now. Chronic ulcer for like 1 year?
Yeah, in my stomach and at my back. I've been in pain. Uh-huh. So when it started, prayer started, I just felt, you know, kind of peace.
Peace? Just
came, yeah, inside.
And now you can't find the pain?
I can't find anything now.
Come. Yes.
Praise God. Sometimes last year I hit my leg on a rock in Jos.
Okay.
So I explained it to my mom. She was like, maybe I should just bear the pain till maybe I grow something. But before the prayers were made, I didn't even have to lay my hands on the kneecap.
The thing left.
Yes, sir.
Oh. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I woke up a few days ago and I started having some eye pains and some pores were coming out of my eyes.
What?
Pores were kind of coming out of my eyes. So I had to wear sunshade to go to for lectures. But after the prayer tonight, I failed to leave and everything vanished away.
Come. Your eyes are restored and the blinding spirits are given charge to leave it alone in the name of Jesus Christ. You are released.
Praise the Lord.
We have one more prayer to pray before we leave here. Okay.
2 days ago, I wake up from sleep and I found out that this eye was being affected by pus and it was paining me. And then yesterday, yes, sir.
That demon of blindness that has been released into this campus, we send it packing in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And this one, it stopped yesterday. And then this morning again, this one continued. It started and during the prayer, I put my hands on my eyes. And when I removed my eyes, I could see the bulb very clearly because the vision was blurry before.
Glory to God. Come. Can you celebrate the Lord? The optician just changed the lens of the eyes. Glory to God. Okay, it's permanent. It's permanent.
Praise God. I stood in for a friend's mother. She is an asthmatic patient. Yesterday when you were praying that if we were standing for somebody, we should lay our hands on our chest. I felt something like I just breathe in and I felt a cool breeze my chest. And she also had a problem with her two legs. She can't walk for a long distance and she can't stand upright. But this night I placed her on a call and I told her she should be saying amen. Whatever you are saying, she should be saying amen. And after the prayer I asked her to exercise her legs, she jump up and walk upright. She said she doesn't feel any pain again and she can walk upright. From the village.
Where is she?
From the village.
What village is that? Gombe.
In Bida side.
Hey. No, that's not for Jesus. That's hand clap.
She says she'll call, yes.
at the hand of God might rest upon him. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, my mom, she had an injury while she was young, before she gave birth to me, on her leg. So once in a while, the pain comes and then goes again. But this night, as we were praying, I called. She's even on. Let me put it on last speaker. So, hello, mommy. Hello. Okay. Before I just called. Let me call her back. Okay. So,
the pain was there before you were born.
Yes. Yeah, she's calling back.
All right, put it on last speaker.
Hello, mommy. Hello, mommy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes, I wanted to give you a testimony so everybody can hear you. Speak loud, please. Let them hear you. Be loud.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good. Just continue. Don't stop. Continue. Just continue, they are listening.
The Lord is good. I thank God, God Almighty. I praise the living God that my body is light. I'm no more feeling any pain. The angel of my body is
God. If that clap which is for Jesus, then it's your son. It's your son. Glory to God. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mommy, are you there? Hello, ma. Hello. Okay, it's on loudspeaker. Please, mommy, speak to the people.
Okay, praise the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. I thought knew I was in pain. When God prayed for tonight. Before the pain, I was feeling a burning sensation in my leg, my right leg at the heel. And tonight, when the Lord of God prayed, I said, "You can see the Lord of God is at work. I see the Lord of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord."
Can you rejoice and give God a hand clap?
Praise the Lord. I came here with a serious head pain. The room where the message was going on, I was feeling dizzy. But now, before if I pain, I'll feel pain.
It's gone.
But now the pain has gone.
Lord. Oh, it's permanent. It's permanent. The demons are gone. Hallelujah.
Years back, I had. It ended today. I had short-sightedness. So after the prayers, I just tried reading things around and I could see clearer.
You could see?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Oh, you are free. It's permanent.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'll be treating also since 2005, there is not any kind of drug I've not taken. But when the prayer was going on, I feel released.
And the ulcer left.
I used to feel a kind of an object moving in my body. But when the prayer was going on, I feel released.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Standing right there, I was also feeling pains in my stomach, like I also have a stomach ulcer. But then when the prayer was going on, I laid my hands on my stomach, and right now I could barely feel the pains.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today's morning, I woke up and I was not seeing clearly. So I came here and I was healed.
You were not seeing clearly.
Yes, but now I can see very well.
You can see very well. Come. It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. There is this strange pain I usually feel from my neck down to my spinal cord for like 3-4 years now. And each time I go for any program and they start healing, I usually pray for that pain to come so I can lay my hand on it. But it doesn't come. And when I get back home, it will just come on me like that. And today, while the prayer was going on, I was like, I wish this pain could just come now. And to God be the glory, it came. I laid my hand on it and it just dissolved. To God be the glory.
You know, some pains are not normal. They are arrows. Oh, okay. Now you are free.
Praise the Lord. I'm standing here on behalf of my mother, who is currently in Nasarawa State.
Okay.
She has been suffering from ulcer for the past 10 years.
Okay.
And during the prayer, I called her and I told her to only believe and answered amen to the prayer. After the prayer, I called her and confirmed that there is a relief.
On your mom's case, the case of permanent healing in Jesus' name.
Praise yes. I've been having serious respiratory disorder.
Okay.
I've been taking medication on it for past a month. Then, prior to this program, I started having sharp pains on my throat. So after, when you asked us to pray, I laid my hands on my chest and my lungs. While praying, I felt this muco that came out.
Muco came out?
Yes, I spit it out and I tried checking the pain and it went away.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was having a sharp pain at my ear. And I've for some years now, I've not been able to see something from far. But now I can see something clearly, see everybody. Hallelujah.
Oh, you are here.
Praise God.
Yes.
For some times now, I've been feeling pains at the left side of my stomach. And I went for a scan. And the doctor told me that they found a void at the side. That it either it disappeared. Or I should prepare for a surgery. And they always ask me, am I a Christian? And during the course of the prayer, I noticed there was a turning in my stomach.
There was turning?
Yes, sir. Okay. And I didn't feel any pain again.
The pain left.
Yes, sir.
Let's check it.
Praise God.
You see, it's just now she got healed. Yes, go on. Ah! Is this the line? No, all of you come. Come, come. Let me just bless you. We know you are healed. Father, oh, the angel of God is pointing to one of you. There's one of you here that God is going to anoint right now. Father, show me that one. It's coming. It's coming stronger. I feel it. It's coming. Show me that one. 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 Receive grace. Yes, there's another one. God is going to anoint. It's already coming. Father, show me the second one.
Show me the second one. Let it come strong. Let it come strong. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. There's another one. There's another one there. Let it come stronger. Stronger. Stronger on him. Stronger. 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 Let it come stronger. Let the hand of God come upon you and begin to walk in your life from this day henceforth, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. One of you is a prophet. The angel touches me. Show me the prophet. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Ah. You people can go back so that we will not end the service here. Huh? But you come. Come. Receive the grace to hear and see in the spirit like a prophet. Receive the grace to hear, to see in the spirit like a prophet. You see, the angels are touching me. The reason why they are touching me, they cannot. There's somebody close. Stand where you are, don't move. Somebody's close. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, come into the baptism of your calling. Come into the fire of your calling. Come into the powers of your ordination. Come, come, come. Two of you on the field. God, we anoint two people. These two, He will give the power to see the secrets of things that are hidden. He will make this one wise in the spirit so that they can fight as warriors. Father, help me find these two people on the field. Help me find them. One. Help me find the second one. Help me find the second one. Holy Ghost. The days in which we live are the days in which God will come out of hiding and make Himself known. There's nothing special about men. The only one that is special is God. Someone shall receive the gift to work miracles here, 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 this row and this row, this row and this row, this row and this row, this row and this row. Father, help me by terrible things in righteousness. Oh, I see a sword in the spirit. I see a sword. I see a sword. I see a sword. A warrior. A warrior, a prayer warrior. God is about to give you an equipment. Show me who will wield this sword. Show me, Lord. Show me. A sword in the spirit. For it is not of him that wieldeth, it's not of him that runneth. It's of God that showeth mercy. I see a Bible open.
representing the spirit of revelation, insight into the wisdom of God. One of you shall rise, made wise by the truth of the book. Father, show me. Okay, the person is here. Show me this one that you will make wise by the power of the scriptures. Let the anointing refill the person. Let fire refill. Let fire show. Amaye Tomasile Mantele Mayato. Listen to me. You are the prophet of your family. For God will empower men to go back to that place that the devil has wasted, and he will give you authority to make things right. The grace of God will come upon you. The altars of wickedness will fall. Telite, Aikemo Kale Taba, Utwala Taita, Akwe Kabatwa. When you are there. Prophet of that family. Grace to be God's messenger to your own people. If there's wickedness there, God will give you the capacity to judge it. The Spirit of God will descend upon you. You will be God's messenger. Ah! Oh, when you are there. Oh, when you are there. And when you are there, oh, when you are there, oh, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. I want to pray for you and bless you now. I call Malia Kasina Talabo. I call Masande Neko Nesko Mahaba. I call Masalabonde Skanteri. I call Masibria Kate Makanda. I call Masate Kopati Manate. I call Masandele Kopatwa. I come and see, come and tell it, God. We ask that your hand of favor might rest upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. For a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one shall become a strong nation. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you are there. When you are there. When you are there. received. Listen, I see somebody in the spirit. Sometimes you sit down and then darkness will fall upon you. For a few seconds, you will be totally blank in darkness. Then you will recover. Who is that person? For a few seconds, darkness will fall upon you. And after a while, the darkness will be lifted. Is it you?
When you want it, when you want it.
Leave her. I said go. Thank you. thank you for Federal University of Technology, Mina. We open the gates of this institution. We dethrone everything that is exalted, that is not Christ. And we enthrone the Lord Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord move through every department. Through the Senate. Let the hand of Jehovah move. In the next 21 days, Lord, show us a sign. Show us a sign. Show us a sign. Show us a sign. In the name of Jesus.